curing, bulking, and sorting shade tobacco. Shade-grown leaves must be dried carefully to reach the uniform golden-brown color desired for cigar wrappers. Farmers use natural ventilation and supplemental heat to assure proper curing. Traditionally, charcoal burners provided extra warmth, but for many years, workers have preferred propane. This shed has tall, narrow ventilation slits to improve and regulate airflow. Slats are also closed to keep rain out and hold in heat from the supplemental burners. Once the tobacco has cured, workers begin dampening or softening the leaves with added moisture. They then tie the leaves into hands. All the leaves from one lath make a single hand. For workers, the next step is the sweating process. To perfect the cigar tobacco, they heat the leaves to change the texture and enhance the flavor. This technique was introduced in the mid-19th century. At the packing warehouse, workers stack the hands tightly into a frame to begin fermentation. When the temperature inside this bulk reaches 112 degrees Fahrenheit, workers rotate the outside leaves into the center. They repeat the rotation process 5 or 6 times before fermentation is complete. Later, employees loosen the hands and sort the leaves by quality and size.
Curing or slow-drying tobacco takes 4 to 6 weeks and requires a vigilant eye.